Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
How come I always start rows on the radio? People are texting in now, Niall. How dare Niall take the name of Patrick Pio in vain? And what did he read? Well, I'll tell you what I read. I'm actually reading it here. I Googled it here during the break. And I remember reading it some years ago. And it was actually in the Independent UK. And it says, Patrick Pio, the friar with the fingerless gloves, whose image was found in millions of Catholic keychains, who was also canonised before 200,000 aesthetic pilgrims 5 years ago, was a charlatan who deliberately mutilated himself with acid to give the appearance of being of bearing stigmata of Christ, according to evidence to be published in a book next week. Now, that this, by the way, this article was from back in October 2007. So it's a good while ago now. The Italian historian Sergio Luzzatta will publish or release Patrick Pio, The Miracles of Politics in the 20th Century Italy. And it's a book producing new evidence from the Vatican archives, which proves that the charismatic friar secretly procured carbolic acid with which to burn his hands and feet and sides. Now, these were allegations made at the time, which were clarified to be true, seemingly by the Vatican and the Vatican archives. So now I'm just telling you what it says there. Okay, now many people still believe that's what he did. Like somebody sent in a text and said he performed a miracle on a child who had no corneas, who was suffering from blindness and made them see. See, when you're telling me that, you know, a child who had no corneas, now they may have had damaged corneas, and maybe he was a very clever man, I don't know. Maybe he had damaged corneas, but there's no way a child who has no corneas is ever going to sadly see. Unless, of course, they have some sort of transplants or something like that. That's just scientifically impossible. Anyway, but if you can prove that, by the way, please send me the link to it. I'd love to read that and get the finer details of it. But there are numerous books that have been out since in relation to people who claim to have all sorts of gifts throughout time. And, you know, a lot of this stuff turns into what they call Chinese whispers. You know, somebody says, oh, he cured a man who was deaf. Well, it turns out the man wasn't actually really deaf at all, or he cured a person who was blind. The person wasn't really blind at all. Or what was the other one? There was another one then about a statue. Do you remember all the crying statues and all that kind of nonsense years ago? There was one very famous one, I think it was in Italy as well. And people, this was a small little town that had very little tourism. And all of a sudden there was millions of people flocking to this town to see, you know, Our Lady outside a church crying, or inside a church, I think it was, crying. And it was crying tears of blood. And it was baffling scientists how this was happening, because it was genuinely happening. There was little tears of blood, of course, dripping from the eyes of this statue. It turned out there was a leaking pipe in the roof above the statue, which had rusted over the years. So the water dripping was actually red. And that turned out to be what the crying statue was. Let's be clear. Statues don't cry. Statues don't move. We had our own statues in Ballinasputtle many years ago. Remember the moving statues of Ballinasputtle? Coincidentally, in a small town with little tourism as well. I wanted to move on anyway and talk about Independence Day if we have time. I don't know whether we're going to have time or not. We kind of struggled the other night because we ran a poll over the weekend asking if we should celebrate Independence Day here in Ireland after it was revealed last Thursday on the show that nobody could actually agree when it actually was. Now, I know many of you will say that we aren't independent here in Ireland. We've gone from British rule to Catholic rule to rule under the EU, so we've never actually really had independence. Others think we won't be independent until we have the North back. But for those who did vote in their little poll, by the way, 40% said that Independence Day was the 21st of January. 10% thought it was the 4th of July. There you go. I just go to show you how much 1 in 10 people actually think we share American Independence Day. And 29% said the 6th of December. And 19% think it should be celebrated on the 18th of April, which of course is Easter, the Easter Rising. So people actually, the vast majority of people don't even know when Independence Day is. We have four or five different ideas when it might be. So if we did know when it was, should it be celebrated at all, to be honest with you? Martin, hi, how are you?
I'm well, Niall. Good evening.
Yeah, Martin, I know you'd be kind of interested in everything else I was talking about there, about moving statues and Patrick Pio and all that kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you remember the guy who was charged after he took a lump hammer and started smashing the statues?
No, yeah. I remember RTE covering it constantly all the time, moving statues.
There was a guy jumped out of a car and started smashing the statues. And,
stop.
In court, his defence was, Your Honour, the statue started it.
But wasn't there a famous story of somebody else who said God's image appeared in the trunk of a tree and they were flocking to it. People were flocking to it. And I remember somebody sent me a video one day of a knock and all these people were standing outside at a pilgrim, right? And they were all staring at the sky. and they were all saying, look, it's the Holy Father in the clouds. And I'm looking and they're all pointing and screaming and crying. And I'm going, I don't see anything there at all. What are they looking at? You know what I mean? It's, I think people will see what they want to see, won't they?
Yeah, that's a condition called pareidolia. And we all have it. You know, we see Volkswagens in the clouds and we see faces in cornflakes and, you know.
Mm.
What's
your thoughts on Patrick Peel, by the way? That book, I don't know whether you ever read that book by Sergio Luzzatto. There's been loads of books out, by the way, talking about the same thing, the fact that he used to burn his own hands and feet.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't read the book. I think he was a charlatan, so I don't need to dig into the book, really, to be honest with you. But yeah.
I mean, they're not kind of new allegations. It was two successive popes regarding Patrick Pio. The Pope himself said he was a fraud.
No, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm far more interested in the Ambrosia Bank and things like that. You know, the church's billions and the nefarious things that go on. I mean, the Vatican is even to this day, as a political entity, is still very powerful. Mm. They have a very powerful secret service. I mean, you know, they spy on everybody. You know, I'm more interested in the nuts and bolts of things, if you know what I mean, than I've already formed an opinion.
I know a lot of people obviously hold Patrick Pio very dear to them, and I don't want to insult those people, but I'm only telling you the facts that even the popes themselves at the time said he was a fraud. But look, maybe he's not. Maybe people believe in him, and that's fine too. Okay, getting back to Independence Day, you were quite shocked the other night, so we put it out in a poll, Martin. It seems most people in Ireland don't even know when Independence Day is, including me.
Well, to be honest with you, Noel, I just always went with the assumption that it was. I thought it was Easter. Was it
18th of April? Yeah, the Easter Rising. Yeah.
Yeah, April 24th. I thought.
Oh, well, then there you go. You just added another date to it. Okay.
But no, I could be wrong. It's late and I'm tired. You know, my usual.
But I mean, look, it's kind of with the exception of the 4th of July, which 10% of people thought it was. By the way, which is bizarre. 40% said the 21st of January, 29% said the 6th of December, 19% said the 18th of April. I mean, it just goes to show you, we've no clue. So how can we celebrate something if we don't even have a clue when it happened?
Yeah, well, to me, it's not so much important. It's not of so much importance as the which day. It's that we should celebrate it. And I would gladly give up another national holiday to celebrate independence. And give people, you know, to try, start giving people a sense of our own identity. I mean, you know, as far as the controversy is concerned around which day, I mean, like, even in the US, there is controversy over exactly when is Independence Day in the US. Because, now, from memory, and I'm only going from memory here, as I say, I'm kind of tired, but John Adams, you know, when the Declaration was signed, it was the 2nd of July. But they had to put it to, which it wasn't the U.S. Congress at the time, it was, what's this they call it? The Continental Congress. So by the time they debated it and debated the wording and everything else, it took 2 days. So the final draft came out 2 days later, and that's when... The 4th of July. So, and there are people who say, no, it should be the 2nd. You know, to me...
But other countries around the world who have independence celebrate their independence. But here's an argument that some people suggested today, that we've never had independence because we were under British rule for so long, and then we were under the rule of the Catholic Church to some degree. And then when we finished with the Catholic Church in the kind of mid-80s and 90s when all the kind of scandals came out, we went under the rule of Europe, and then we're still under the rule of Europe. So we really haven't had it. 80% of our laws come from Europe. We're not really independent, are we?
Yeah, but that's the whole point now. If people had a notion and a true feeling for independence, and if it was, I mean, to be honest with you, pardon me, like, I don't think it's taught enough in school. The idea that in Ireland, if you go around, even above our Garda stations, when do you ever see the tricolour flown? Mm-hmm. You don't.
Well, it's seen as the tricolour is almost like a dirty thing. When you see the tricolour, people associate, well, I don't, but some people associate the tricolour with people who are Republicans or bad people.
Yeah, well, I mean, it has been hijacked to a degree, but then so has just about every flag, every national flag in the world has been hijacked by one person.
Yeah, no, but when I'm in America, I see people with the Star Spangled Banner in their front garden, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, up the Star and Stripes, yeah, in their front garden on a pole, and they raise it up, and it's seen as a thing of pride.
And that brings up the issue. I mean, I've made many complaints to businesses, hotels. You know, it's one thing not to fly the tricolour. If you're not going to fly it, okay, I can get past that. But I've seen so many occasions when the tricolour is flying, and it's nothing more than a dishcloth. It's a tattered rag. It's falling apart. It should never, the tricolour should never be flown in that condition. It's the flag of our country.
There is rules in the constitution around there are
rules as to how the tricolour should be flown, but again, they're not enforced. I mean, the tricolour should never, ever, ever be flown after sunset. It should never be hoisted. It should never be left hoisted after sunset unless it's illuminated. And yes, you go just about anywhere in the country and you'll see flags that are left out morning, noon and night for months, and that's how they end up looking like dishcloth.
And then we see these patriots running around a protest with them wrapped around them with writing all over them. You're not supposed to ever deface the tricolour. Yeah. You're not supposed to write on it.
I would never do that. I wouldn't wear clothing with the tricolour on it, to be honest with you.
Getting back to Independence Day, Martin, if I Google Independence Day, like somebody's saying there, not everybody knows it's the 6th of December. No, they don't. Because if I Google it, it gives you choices. The 6th of December, the 21st of January, or indeed the 18th of April, whatever, or the 22nd of April, as you mentioned. There's choices there. You know, it depends on where on Google you look.
Exactly. But as I said, Noel, for me, the actual, you know, the date, so long as it's a date that's congruent with, you know, something that's actually linked to our struggle for independence and the Declaration, to me, the date is not important. What's important is that a day be set by the government to say, look, this is our day of independence. And I know, yes, I absolutely agree, and I said it myself the other night, I'm still waiting for true independence for Ireland. But that's where it starts. It's to give people an idea and a feeling and an esteem for who we are, for our nationhood. Now, we're not a huge nation. We don't have big political power. But that doesn't matter. That's not important. What's important is that we're an individual people. Yes, we can be friends with other people. We can do all those things. But as a people, it's important to me. I'm only speaking for me, but it's important for me to have an identity, not to be just part of some huge collective, you know, which Europe has become. I remember it was just the common market, you know?
The EC, the European Common Market. And that wasn't a bad idea, by the way, Europe coming together to help each other financially and economically, but it's turned into a lot more than that. It's turned into a diktat now. Listen, Martin, unfortunately, I don't have time to continue with that, but listen, thank you very much indeed. I'm going to have to try and do this a bit earlier, that particular topic, because it's an interesting topic.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.